This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group flagship Tampa, Florida station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping America free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch tonight, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And remember, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe as the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on Gab as the Captain's America Third Watch. And we're on Parler at the Captain's America. Now, you can check out our website by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, our number one, the professor of politics from California IA, on live here on the Radidio, it's Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was all founded all about Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, as we start the show off tonight, Texas is now grappling with another problem. About 2 million homes have got power back. Roughly 350,000 to 400,000 customers are still without power as we talk tonight. And the water situation there is such to where not being able to purify the water, and the water purification plants plus the sewage treatment plants, and I don't even want to go there, that have been offline. The fact of the matter is the water has been contaminated. People are being told to boil the water if they can even get it out of their taps. Otherwise, we aren't hearing a lot about water being delivered to the stores or whatnot, but people are definitely having to go to get bottled water.
Well, absolutely, Captain. This is about 13 million Texans.
And it's not just Texans now. There's four states involved.
Right.
Yep.
Right. But in Texas specifically, you're right. They're being told to boil their drinking water. And again, you'd have to be able to, I think, have fuel or electricity to create that that heat in order to boil the water.
Now, I've got a question.
Mm-hmm.
Where's Joe? I haven't heard one word from Joe out of about any of this. Not one word directly from Joe Biden about any of this. Have you?
No, but you know what we have heard, Captain? That somehow, especially in Texas, well, they don't believe in climate change and all this kind of stuff. Like it's some kind of comeuppance.
You talking about AOC's comments?
About AOC. Of course, we had Bette Midler chiming in about how God is punishing Texas or something like that?
No, Senator Ted Cruz and Senator Cornyn.
Yeah, by allowing this disaster or something. It's just all crazy.
Yeah.
But that's what we're hearing. But we're not hearing anything from, I don't think Jen Psaki has addressed this. What is the White House or what is the federal government doing in order to try to help these Americans in these areas that have been so devastated.
Well, that's true. And I have a comment. Okay, Bette Midler, I told everybody the other night when I heard that ridiculous comment she made, stop buying her records. Stop going to her movies. Send her a message. Just don't spend a dime on Bette Midler. And when it comes to AOC, I'll go there right now. AOC is currently getting slammed after she blamed the Texas power outages on the lack of the green energy in Texas. And her comments now are being chastised by both sides of the aisle, especially in Texas, Democrats and Republicans, because that is ridiculous. When people are down, you don't slam them even more. So AOC has lost a lot of whatever she thought she had to begin with.
Well, right. I think, Captain, because she primarily, I think, likely believes that, you know, everybody's just going to line up behind
her.
She's
a jackass.
Yeah, well, but line up behind her.
I'm not afraid to say it.
Yeah, well, but, you know, line up behind her with these ridiculous things that are really just a fantasy world. Well, if you had the Green New Deal, this wouldn't happen. What? That makes no sense, because we're seeing practical things in front of our faces that are happening because of the weather and because we can't get the fuel to people that need it.
Yeah. Now, there's also been a bit of a rift, if you will. Senator Ted Cruz took his wife and daughters over to Cancun in Mexico to get down into some warm weather to get away from the cold. They didn't have any power in their home. All they had was a fireplace to heat the place, which wasn't enough to heat the home, apparently. When they built the home, they just figured, well, we'll have a little fireplace in the living room, and that'll take care of it. Well, no, it's got to be a little bit more than that. You got to have a blower on there to blow the heat around the house and in the ducts and all that, and he wasn't prepared for that. So they apparently, the family was huddled in the living room to try to stay warm with the fire going in the fireplace. So the mother and the daughter said, well, we want to go where it's warm. So Daddy took them down to Cancun and then hopped on a plane the very next day and flew right back, and he got chastised for abandoning Texas, which wasn't true, because all he did was think of his family first, which I don't blame him for that, and then come back to take care of business.
Well, right. I mean, presumably there might have been others who could have followed the same path, but it's unfortunate. But in the political realm, the optics are bad, and so he sort of opened himself up to the criticism on
that. Well, let me tell you something. We've got a brand new hotel right here next to us. It's an 8-story hotel. The parking lot is jam-packed. You couldn't put another person there if you tried. I walked over there tonight to the parking lot to look at the plates, and it looks like half of Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, and Michigan, Minnesota, and Wisconsin is right here next to me in the parking lot.
Well, and the little bit warmer climbs.
Yeah, and they're all down here because they wanted to come down where it was warmer. Mark my words.
Right.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. When we come back, Nancy is promising something will be delivered next weekend, no later than next weekend. And then what comes after that is going to blow your socks right off. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you, Mr. Masked Man, professional announcer type, hanging on my phone. All right, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. As you well know, those of you who have been listening to me on the program, I take Relief Factor on a regular basis twice a day. Now, it's part of my integrated health plan because of the fact that I've got problems with my left ankle, my left foot. I have a replacement ankle thanks to the World Trade Center. And as a result, it swells up and it gets aching and all that sort of stuff. And I have to do something about it. Now, I used to take some serious pain pills, and I got rid of all that because it made me woozy and I was tired when I wasn't supposed to be and all that stuff. So I found out about Relief Factor, and it's all natural. The ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 help support the body's natural response to inflammation. Now, it will go right straight to the source of the pain and lower or eliminate the pain very quickly. It's also 100% drug-free. It also supports healthy joints and muscles and starts the healing process going a little bit faster. And it comes in convenient individual packets. Now, you can start out by trying the 3-week quick start. It's a special package that comes to you, the 3-week quick start. That only costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start to get started. And you will find out within 3 weeks what it's going to do for you. It'll either eliminate your pain altogether, slow it down, or not do anything. And there's very few people where I've heard that, well, it didn't work for me. But I hear a lot of people telling me, thank you very much. It's working and we're using it and we're going to stay using it. So that's what you do. And it's part of what helps you motivate and keep moving along, especially people with arthritis. I've had a lot of people with arthritis lately chiming in telling me this helping them greatly. So go to the website they gave me.
ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Sign up for the $19.95 3-week quick start, and then it goes from there. It's all pretty simple. ReliefFactor.com/captain. All right. Back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, Nancy Pelosi has promised that by the end of next week, they will have passed the legislation for the $1.9 trillion COVID relief stimulus bill. This will be the one that will have the $1,400 checks in it.
Well, that's right. And it looks like that's the thing, the $1,400 direct payments. And it, I believe they're trying to include as well, Captain, the $3,600 per child.
Yeah.
That's not a lump sum payment, by the way.
No, it's $300 a month over a year.
Exactly. That's right. And so that's what they want to include as well. And also they bumped up, or they've got the federal unemployment supplement in there as well, I believe, $300 a week.
Right. Now, on top of that, is if you thought it couldn't get any more interesting or wilder, on top of that, here comes the new Green Deal energy stimulus bill. $3 trillion will be the next one coming after that, and they are not even going to hesitate. $3 trillion. Now, the point behind this one, which I'm sure you folks on the Keystone XL pipeline that are listening to me will want to hear, and I'm sure you're also going to want to hear people that have lost their jobs at the refineries and the shale wells and all that stuff. Here we go. Here's your solution. They're going to come up with all these green energy jobs as part of the $3 trillion new Green Deal energy stimulus plan, Kyle. Now, there'll be all types of jobs for windmill assemblers and windmill mechanics. I see how that's working out lately. As well as solar panel installers and all kinds of green energy jobs related. Wow.
Well, wow is right. I guess only, but it's wow really only if you're like John Kerry. And you're like, okay, you know, here's your job, to take it or leave it, you know, or something like that. I mean, that's sort of the attitude, I think. And it's really kind of sad, Captain, because here the market was creating jobs. The market was creating very high paying jobs, I might add. But now, here come the Democrat socialists, if you want to call them that as well.
They are.
And they're going to say, okay, we don't want you to have these jobs that the market's creating. We're going to tell you that we're going to create these jobs. It remains if they will really be seen or not. And then you should be happy to take a pay cut and go work in this wonderful industry that we're telling you about. And again, it's all about programming people's lives, not allowing people to make their own way in the world.
Well, that's true, and it's kind of hard to go from a $100,000 a year income that you've been on for the last 4 years and now suddenly drop down to $40,000 or $50,000, maintain the same type of lifestyle, and not wind up in a bankruptcy court because you're going to lose just about everything you own.
Well, see, that's exactly right, but we never hear about that from the party elite. What
no.
we hear is, oh, we just got these great paying jobs coming your way, and we're all saving the earth and all this other kind of stuff. And I don't think they really care.
But if you go over and you take a look at the bankruptcy courts and look and see the cases that are there, they are stacked on top of each other. The only thing that stopped all of this is that, President Biden signed another order to stop the foreclosures and, that sort of thing. So it kept that moving along. Otherwise the courts would be loaded up with all that too.
Well, see, exactly right. Now, how long, and you bring up a great point, Captain, how long can we continue to put that off? I mean, I understand people are hurting. I have no desire to see people put out of their houses or their properties or anything like that. But the question is, how long can you continue to push that down the road without getting the economy going so that people can actually pay for their houses and apartments and so forth? Who knows what's going on in the heads of the party elite right now?
Well, that's true. Now, some really good news for those of you that follow the space program and whatnot. NASA's rover successfully landed on Mars, and it transmitted its first pictures. I'm very curious to see how all of that plays out. They landed in the lake bed where they believe there may have been life at one time, and they've got one of those little solar operated drones that's going to be flying around taking pictures as well.
Well, exactly. And there's so much research that can be done, not only with this mission, but the other ones that are on their way or already on their way. We're going to marvel, I think, at what we find out about the history of Mars, what happened to Mars, what happened to its atmosphere, what happened to all of its water, it's in the pole areas, and that will answer the question, were there conditions there to support life at one time?
And are there Martians on land in the U.S.? Are there Martians here?
I don't know. I think, what was that one movie? What was that? The Day the Earth Stood Still. I think something like that.
Yeah. Yep. Something interesting. Remember the lawyer who, David Schoen, who represented Donald Trump at the impeachment trial?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He came out and made a statement yesterday to Newsmax TV, and he wasn't really complaining. He said the ex-president had gained momentum from the recent impeachment trial, which he was acquitted from in the Senate. And on the other side of the coin, the lawyer, David Schoen, says that he's now been the victim of the cancel culture, losing an offer to teach in civil rights law class at a college after he accepted the job of defending Trump. He's also lost another college tutorship. So this is what's happening to him. No, just because he did that, and that is stupid with a capital S, because the guy is a good attorney, he's a good instructor. Now you're going to penalize him because he actually took a case and may or may not have gotten paid money for it? Big deal.
Well, exactly. You know, Captain, it goes against the very ethics at the bedrock of our judicial system. People aren't entitled to good representation if they're accused of a crime. I mean, the most heinous criminals in our history have had somebody come to court and defend them. That's the basis of our legal system. So, but to penalize those lawyers is wrong.
So here's what I say to Mr. Schoen and his people, if any of them are listening right now. We have a very good law college right down here in my backyard in St. Petersburg called Stetson University. Very good law college. A lot of very well-known lawyers have come out of there. Come on down here and teach one of their classes. I'm sure they'd be happy to have you.
Well, absolutely right. Absolutely right. But what is happening, Captain, there is a normalization that it's okay to cancel people if you simply disagree with their politics or who they support or who they might defend. There's the old adage, if you're the last lawyer in the town and somebody needs representation, you know, will you go defend them? And a lot of lawyers would, I think, because of this bedrock principle in our society. So, but to go after somebody for doing their job and actually participating in our system is absolutely wrong.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And let's see here. We'll have to talk about Steve after we come back here. But, folks, I am going to break. When we come back, more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And, oh, by the way, New York State, some big news came out of the Assembly yesterday. Some big news came out of New York State yesterday. And we will tell you about it in just a moment. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch continues.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Electricity has now been restored to around 2 million homes and businesses across Texas after a huge snowstorm ravaged most of the state.
hundreds of thousands of outages still remain in many cities. Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
We have already begun the process to make sure that events like this never again happen in Texas. And that starts with reforming the agency in charge of electric reliability in Texas, which is ERCOT.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards is hoping for a major disaster declaration from President Biden.
Was able to talk to the president on Tuesday afternoon and make sure he was aware that we would be making that request. And of course, I look forward to getting a response from him very soon.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
You bet I will. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. Go to the website, geico.com, and you can get a quote there for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, or you can find out where your local agent is and go from there, too. Now, Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers. Now, your local Geico office, if you choose to go that route, can also help you find coverage for the car or the truck that you're driving. Plus, they can cover your motorcycle, your RV, your ATV, your boat, and if you have homeowners or renters insurance too, they'd be more than happy to give you a quote there, because if you bundle it all together, your homeowners with your car or your truck, your renters with your car or your truck, you will save even more money. That's the fact of the matter. So go over to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com to find out more, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All righty, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, a couple of things here. First of all, my good friend, a young man who I helped get elected not only as state representative, but also as a state senator, and then he's gone on to the Congress in Florida's 17th District, Greg Stube, has come out again on Newsmax TV and said the moderate Democrats need to step up for America. They cannot fall prey to the progressive chatter that's out there and all this stuff that they want to have thrown in there, which is going to do nothing more than take America down the toilet, because all they want to do is turn America into a socialist country. And I've got a poll here that tells me that not only do the majority, vast majority of Americans not want to be a socialist country, but they also still support Donald J. Trump.
Yeah, see, this is one of the reasons, Captain, I think we're seeing the canceling and all this kind of stuff, because the Democrat Party elite are, number one, I think they're afraid to a great degree of the progressives, but at the same time, they're also afraid of Donald Trump, but also what Donald Trump represents. The idea, in other words, kind of the cat's out of the bag kind of a thing, because Trump showed what was possible. And so now this is why they have to have a complete, total victory over anything Trump, basically. But these so-called moderate Democrats, they're the ones that have allowed this whole thing to really get to the point of where it's at, by not really going after the far left and the progressive during the Trump years, and now they turn around and find themselves, these people are starting to go way over the edge.
Yeah, now before we move on, the tributes to Rush Limbaugh continue to pour in, this time coming in from all around the world, from some of the world leaders that he had talked to on his radio show, and some of the people that we haven't even heard about until now that are chiming in from around the world talking about what a great man he was and how he represented America. And the Democrats, by the way, can't stand this. I mean, there are people, and the women on The View, okay? Why anybody watches The View is totally beyond me. But I will tell you this. The View hosts have been trashing Rush Limbaugh since he passed away. Now, yesterday it was Joy Behar, and I don't even know who a couple of the black women are there, because I don't watch them, but I did see the video on the news broadcast. They said, he normalized hatred for people sitting in their trucks. Okay, first of all, are they downplaying the people that own pickup trucks that are sitting in them listening to the radio? Or are they downplaying truck drivers? Or are they just downplaying anybody that doesn't ride in a Cadillac like they do?
I think the last thing you said is exactly right. I think they're downplaying people who live in what they would consider the flyover country, as it were, and people are either driving a pickup truck, or really it's people who are working hard for a living every single day. And some of them drive a pickup, and some of them drive a semi-truck, right? A big 18-wheeler. And so that's why, and they actually do. They're telling us, Captain, they really do look down on the hardworking people of America.
And let me just point something out to those little holier-than-thou types that think that they've got it all. Some of those guys and gals in the big riggers make about twice as much more money as you do. They're out on the road all the time because it's a lifestyle that they've chosen to do. But if they weren't out on the road doing what they were doing, ladies and gentlemen, you would be starving to death.
Well, see, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. And we've seen many examples of this when there's big storms and the trucks can't get through, for example, this kind of thing. But Captain, it's so unfortunate because again, and Rush Limbaugh didn't normalize hatred. That's a patently false remark.
No.
Rush Limbaugh talked about the political things that were happening, but he was able to put them in their place so many times that they just became obsessively, I mean, talk about hatred. I think they just hated Rush. That was the thing.
And I have been on firsthand knowledge from some of the truck drivers that are delivering the vaccines that are arriving late this week to the especially the Pfizer vaccine to locations across the South. Some of those truck drivers actually put chains on in parts of the South to come up over some of the tops of those what they call mountains in the South. We call them hills where I come from. But to get up over the top and down the other side, they actually put iron on, just like they're out west, and they never had to do it before.
Receipt, exactly right. Exactly right. But again, it's just sad that, you know, especially when someone passes away, it's like, maybe give it a little time, you know, and or talk about policy. But this, all this ad hominem attacks against conservatives, and now with the ultimate expression here with Rush and his passing, is just disgusting, and it's dishonorable.
Now, some interesting news here in light of the appointment of the general from Louisiana, the former Army four-star general. Six Capitol police officers have been suspended, and 29 others are under investigation based on videos that are being looked at. A Capitol Police leadership suspended the six officers and placed 29 others under investigation amid the review of the events of January 6. Now, the acting chief, Yogananda Pittman, directed that any member of her department whose behavior is not in line with the orders of the day will be investigated, suspended, and or prosecuted.
Yes, and what we find out is that some of these interactions have to do with taking selfies and then also casually interacting with some of the the people that entered the Capitol and or the protesters, I think, primarily, on the day of January the 6th. So, yeah, they're going to review those things and see if anything is out of the ordinary, obviously. And I think it's something that should be done. But at the same time, though, we'll see, if more of the political aspect of this becomes the emphasis here.
Okay, now I've got a direct message here from Randall. I have no idea where he's at. He says, Captain, are we witnessing Joe Biden's Katrina? The facts, number one, Texas has massive wind power generation capability. Number two, wind power is renewable energy. Number three, thus Texas has green energy already. Number four, is this not a key element of the new, the Green New World Order? Number five, results of the Green New World Order, same as the results of every communist world order disaster. Number six, typical freezing rainstorm. I drove through more than one of these from Arkansas to Van Horn, Texas, more than once. Well, me too. Glare ice on highway, ice accumulation on all elevated surfaces, such as wind turbines. Number seven, wind turbines can't spin when clogged with ice. Number eight, solar doesn't work well in a snowstorm. And overcast skies and snow accumulation on photovoltaic panels. And number nine, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is incompetent. Well, I don't disagree with any of that. And I've been in plenty of ice storms and plenty of places all across the country. They're not pretty to be in. And when that happens, things stop working.
Well, one of the first points he was making was, is this Joe Biden's Katrina?
Could be.
The answer would be yes, could very likely be, but with the one parenthesis here, if the media decides to really gin it up that this is a bad thing that Biden is doing by being AWOL on this thing. But I don't think that they will do that. But under normal circumstances, a reasonable person would say, where is the White House on this? Where is the president?
We haven't heard a word.
Yeah, exactly. And that's a reasonable question. That's not a political question, and it's not a partisan question. It's just a reasonable question. A lot of people, millions of people in the South, especially in Texas, are hurting. Where's the White House?
You know what the problem is?
What's up?
It's a red state.
It's a red state, yep.
Alrighty, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere, folks. You're Captain America Third Watch as we come back with our first Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And Steve, you are right. America's needs move by truck. Without the trucks, you don't get it. It's that simple. It doesn't fly into an airplane in your backyard. It shows up in a truck. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun?
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, a shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen.
Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and that's our pal Donna Fiducia up there in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. A big hooah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia tonight listening to the program. Now, this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops. Make sure you pull on in there, grab yourself a free hot cup of coffee, tell them the captain sent you, you will listen to me talk about them on the radio, and you'll get that free cup of coffee. And then, by the way, how about becoming a member of the Drivers Club, where you get points for the fuel you buy, points for this meal, the food that you buy in a restaurant, points for the services and products that you buy in the trucker's store. Think about that for a second. You can save a lot of money over the course of a year that way. And you can also go to the catalog they have for the Drivers Club, too. All righty, here we go. We're gonna do a little shaking. righty, that's Eddie Money, a blast from the past shaken, and that's as a result of Kyle Warren, who thought that maybe we might want to play that.
That's right, Captain. That goes back to 1982, Eddie Money, off his album No Control.
Okay.
Great video, too. Great video.
Yeah, well, that was a good-looking girl he had with him. So, you know, yeah, okay. I'd do some shaking, too, if I was riding around with that that beauty that was in the vehicle. But there you go. Okay, now, here we go with the weather. Slow warming can be expected across the southern U.S. However, temperatures will remain much below normal into the weekend with a cold front that's going to produce a wintry mix in the middle Atlantic and northeast with heavy rain that could cause flash flooding in the southeast, and a system in the northwest will produce rain and mountain snow. Now, there will be some snow associated with this system because of the cold weather, and once again, upstate New York, right there, Lake Ontario, coming into Syracuse off the lake, a lake effect snow. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. I think earlier you heard from a trucker who was going to be coming eastbound out of Denver.
That's right.
And coming down I-70 going east. Well, you're going to run into some dense fog tonight, and this looks like this is going to be in the Lyman area. I hope I'm pronouncing
Lyman.
It correctly.
Lyman.
Yeah, it's L-Y-M-O-N. And so definitely be careful in that area because that extends north of Lyman.
You know how come I know that area?
How's that?
There's a port of entry there.
Oh, very cool.
All the trucks have to stop.
Well, that dense fog, of course, is going to be something to contend with, so be careful there. High wind warning in Cheyenne and Laramie, Wyoming tonight. If you're traveling across I-80 from Cheyenne towards Laramie, that's west, and all the way up to Elk Mountain. Up in Montana tonight, we do have another high wind watch. This is going to be north of Great Falls. Great Falls, of course, on I-15. And a winter weather advisory that's also going to be in the Great Falls area, extending down, well, towards Helena is almost as far as there, but all the way up into the Canada, into the Montana U.S. Canada border there. Over in Idaho, this is where a lot of this weather is going to be tonight, Captain, in the west. If you're coming across I-90 heading towards Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, going west, you're going to go through 4th of July Pass, of course. There are going to be icy patches there on the road, so be very, very careful. Likewise, at Cabbage Hill, Cabbage Pass, this is going to be along the Idaho-Oregon border. This is where they're going to have snow flurries. They've got 2 inches of snow on the road, 26 inches on the roadside. You're going to have chains, and there's going to be areas of fog as well. So we can't emphasize safety enough on that one tonight, Captain. And then down near Boise, we've got winter weather advisor, winter storm warning coming down I-84. And over in Washington and Oregon, we've got winter weather advisories, rain in Seattle, rain in Portland. That's going to stay there for the next several days. The wind advisory in Southern California, thankfully, is now gone and no more wind. So that's clear sailing if you're coming through California.
Well, anybody that's traveling across I-40 east of Oklahoma tonight and south of I-40 down to the Gulf, especially Texas, the southern part of Oklahoma, southern part of Arkansas, most of Louisiana, the western half and the northern part of Mississippi, northern part of Alabama, about halfway across, Tennessee, the southern, southeastern part of Missouri, the southwestern part of Kentucky, and the southern part of Illinois, the temperatures are going to be bone-chilling cold again. Single digits, zero temperatures in some cases. Then it goes to single digits, then it gets up a little bit more, around 10, 15 or so. But you've got temperatures in the teens all the way down to I-20 tonight, and in some cases in Texas down to I-10. So icy conditions prevail in a lot of places. Now, that's number one. Number two, for those of you without power, all I can tell you is if you have to shelter in your car, if that's what you're doing, leave the window cracked, for God's sakes. Otherwise, you're going to die of asphyxiation. You got to crack the window when you're in there with the heat running, if that's what you're doing to stay warm. And, Kyle, I'm hearing about thousands of people that that's how they're staying warm. They're going in their cars.
Yeah, exactly, because they have gas in the tank and the engine's going to create some heat. But you're right.
Where they have power. Now, pretty much if you stay along the interstates, the truck stops and some of the major gas stations along the interstates by law have to have generators. So they've got power. So they're lucky. So that's where a lot of people are temporarily camped out at or near the truck stops, including the pilots and the Flying J's, which are welcoming people to stay in their parking lot and come inside where they have the power to be warm. They are actually doing that in the affected areas. But again, in particular, Texas, halfway across the state, all the way down to the border, Brownsville, Hardin, Eagle Pass. By the way, Eagle Pass is where in Texas the number one COVID contracted city in a country is right there, Eagle Pass, Texas.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Yep. And then moving up into the middle Atlantic, we got rain along the coast, Savannah, Georgia, all the way on up to Chesapeake Bay. But moving inland, North Carolina over into the Piedmont Triangle, snow flurries. We got a winter storm warning for Washington, D.C. west up over towards Charlottesville. Snow, I-81, all the way up to Binghamton, New York. Snow all the way across from Binghamton, New York into New England. Your daughter in Massachusetts is going to see more snow this weekend. The same way with southern Vermont, southern New Hampshire, Connecticut, snow showers. Up off Lake Ontario, the lake effect snow machine still going on from Rochester, angled across to Oswego County to Fulton and down to Syracuse. So be advised, you'll still have snow there. We've got an area of freezing fog tonight, northeastern corner of Indiana. That would be I-80 and I-90. And I-94, about halfway across into Michigan, going towards Detroit from Indiana. So be advised of that. And it's just barely over the line in Ohio. Some freezing fog that's in that area. So that's what the weather looks like tonight. And Kyle, again, for the people that are out there and Flying J is walking them in the parking lots in the areas where they don't have power, pull in there in your car. Make sure, again, you got your window cracked. Do not roll those windows up and think you're going to go to sleep and wake up the next day. You'll go to sleep all right, but that'll be the last one you take.
Yeah, exactly. So be very, very careful.
Yeah, have the window cracked.
That's right. So Pilot and Flying J, as you said, welcoming people, because really we're all in this together when something like this occurs, and they're really showing some care here.
Well, that's what they do. They're all about serving the people, and of course America's needs are moved by truck. We all know that, and the temperatures are still bitter across about half of Texas and most of Louisiana and a lot of Mississippi and southern Arkansas too. Just nothing you can do about it, and it'll get better eventually. All right, folks, hour number two coming back. I'll be right back with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Meantime, Kathy's going to take us to break. Have at it, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.